Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. If you'd like Toth and my support, PM me on Facebook at Danielle Rama Hoffman, and let's explore together if it's an aligned match. We know fulfilling your highest level mission, what you came to Earth for, is non-negotiable for you. And we're here to show you exactly how to achieve this the high vibe and multidimensional way. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome to this episode on the 2024 energy trends and beyond, the theme of which is the power to choose your extraordinary work and life. So what you may or may not know about me is that I love geeking out on the numbers, that we have this whole system in Divine Transmissions that's based on our Divine Light Activation Program that is like your divine numerology that really talks about your unique divine design. And so when I do an energy trends casting of the year or intuiting of the year, it's also based and seeded really in like what is the numerology of the year. So 2024, if you add it all up, it's an 8 year. So 2023, we're coming from a 7 year. And just to kind of also assist you in synthesizing and integrating 2023, you can really look back and kind of look at what was going on in November as the whole year, a year and a month. And then December to be kind of like a prequel of what's happening in 2024. So 2023 was all about kind of synthesizing and integrating and bringing together things that seemed like they were separate into one thing. So there was this real alchemy feeling, again, like this essentializing. And the way to have navigated 2023, and in hindsight, probably if you look back, some of the best moments of 2023 really were like when you were allowing the present moment to guide you and in a state of a presence and play. And so when you were in a state of presence and play, then the now moment could inform you of those next aligned steps that were really going to bring that which may have seemed separate into a greater state of wholeness. So an example of that in 2023 is that you may have noticed like, okay, I'm mom, I'm daughter, I'm sister, I'm CEO, I'm whatever all the roles are. I have my professional life, I have my personal life. And then in 2023, it's like, wait, actually, all the artificial barriers were just dropped and then things brought together. Or the way the guides talk about this is like if you have individual teeth on a zipper, 2023 was the year to zip it all together. So that may have been as well, like what I noticed for me, that 2023 was very much a year about essentializing and like an essential oil that you have thousands of rose petals that get distilled in the alchemical phase, that get distilled into the essential oil that's very, very potent. So for me in 2023, there was a lot of decluttering in the home, but also digitally and in my work and simplifying things and really kind of a laying a foundation and bringing together all that had been developed like into its most optimal and refined potent state. So before we talk about 2024, it was really important to kind of give a little bit of context, and you may want to contemplate like what was your zipper? Even if it was two things that were seemingly in separation that now you brought them together in some way, that will be an indication. And it's always really important to celebrate. My beloved Friedman and I, we have had a longstanding tradition on New Year's to really write down everything that happened in the year before, celebrate it, kind of harvest what are the milestones, what were the top five things, what were the learnings. And then, you know, we look back because we had it from the year before, and then to really say, okay, what's our theme for the next year? What are we focusing on? Where do we want to go? What's most important? And so now with the context of 2023, when we talk about 2024 being an 8 year, an 8 is about your power to choose. It's really about your power to choose and to choose the extraordinary, to choose infinite possibilities. And in the choosing, like I have 8 as one of my primary numbers in my divine design chart. And so the power to choose the divine, the power to choose the extraordinary, the power to choose from the field of infinite possibilities. And so this choosing muscle is something to really pay attention to. Like, are you, because the illusion lie that can come up here is that there may be this, like, I don't want to choose because I don't want to be held accountable. Or you may find yourself like deferring to others to make important decisions for you. And like in 2024, it's really, 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 really going to serve you if you are in this power to choose. Power to choose. And remember, even if you choose something, you can choose it, and then you can also refine as you go along. So in duality, in separation consciousness, in the old paradigm, it seems like we always have the same choice. We wake up and we have the choice to have this day be about the same as it was yesterday. Or we're choosing between two things where really there's an infinity of choices. There's the field of infinite possibilities. And this is subtle. It's a nuance. It's a, yes, the guides and I probably, you know, we do teach our clients a little bit how to access this field of infinite possibilities. And yet it's probably something you naturally do on your own, where you're tapping into a creative field, you're tapping into that which is beyond what is known. And of course, the guides and I do really teach this in our academy, and how is it that you create from the impulse of creation, from pure source consciousness, with your highest self-guidance, with the guides. And you go from that field of the infinite possibilities, and then you create something in wholeness so that it's energetically having everything within it. And yet for now in this podcast, what I want to affirm here is that you do have some way of being more resourced already, where maybe you felt like, oh, I'm in a catch 22, or I'm in a double bind. And then you go, oh, there's some, you wake up and you have an inspiration, or like you're in the shower and you get like an aha. And basically whatever can open you up to be in the, rather than either or, being in the yes and, being in the yes and. Now, when it comes to your power to choose, your sacred no is gold. Your sacred no is gold, because I'm not talking about infinite possibilities and you keep everything open and you're doing 89 things at once. And because this year, it very much is about choosing the extraordinary, choosing your extraordinary life and work in the world, choosing your divine design, your divine work and life in the world. And so it's not about like just keeping everything open. It is being selective. And a part of being selective is saying no, is saying no. And to know that when you say no, you are opening up an even more aligned doorway or an even more aligned possibilities. And sometimes when you say no, especially if you're hanging out here, most likely you're very adept at getting things done. You probably are a giver, where you give a lot to others, and you can. And so you there may be some of that overworking, over responsibility, overdoing, overgiving. And when somebody asks you for something, it may be natural to go like, yes, of course, I can do that. Absolutely. Where when you're in your extraordinary work and your extraordinary life, you have said no to those things that aren't in full alignment. And so just know too that there's no such thing as like a void in the universe. And when you say no, it'll open up something for somebody else. So, you know, I'm remembering, I just celebrated in November 2023, my 30th year of sobriety. Wow, right? 30th year of sobriety. And so I was remembering, as we're talking about this, when I was in my early 20s and I was going to AA and I had a sponsor. And my sponsor, she would tell me so many times, Danielle, no is a full sentence. Like, no is a full sentence, period. Because I would be like, no, because this and that and the other thing. And I'd just go into this total explanation where really, you know, and always that gentle way, right? Not, I mean, to me, just that it's not just like we're, oh, no, that there's also like really taking into account good transitions and being impeccable with our word and honoring the relationships that we have. And yet at the same time, that sacred no, like no is a full sentence. And so when I look at those key times, especially when I left something good for the extraordinary, because here it's like you're choosing your extraordinary work in life in 2024, your extraordinary work in life. So when something that is in your zone of excellence or something that you feel like you've outgrown is coming up or you're in it, give yourself some space to transition and to really complete it in a way that feels aligned and not just blow up your life by saying no. And yet at the same time, the power to choose the extraordinary baked into it is your capacity to also say no and no thanks. And then what I started to notice at those different times was that, like, when I would leave something that was good or ordinary or that I'd outgrown, somebody else would pick it up. And I had this mantra of like, what's good for me is good for everyone. And again, like in a real aligned way, not in a like, yeah, not honoring the we and the co-creation and the relationships that we have. So the sacred no is an evolved no. It's not a reactionary no. It's not a angry no. It's not an overwhelmed no. It's a like a short factual statement without going into a lot of explaining. And so, for example, when we stopped teaching our Kundalini yoga class, the class was there. And then another Kundalini yoga teacher just stepped in and it was amazing for her. Or from 2011 to 2020, we didn't lead any trips to Egypt. And yet from 2001 or two to 2011, we went like 13 times and we brought a lot of groups. And when we stopped, we put the pause button on Egypt. We did go back in 2020 and we're going in 2024, that those that we had brought also started leading journeys to Egypt. And then when somebody asked me about like, when's your next tour to Egypt? Because I had the Temples of Light book and, you know, folks knew that was something that I did. I could also be a lighthouse to other lighthouses. So when we choose the extraordinary work in life, especially for those of us that really are committed to being caring and helping and all those kinds of things, to really keep those things in mind, that's also the new paradigm, because it becomes this win, 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 win. So one of the examples the guides use for this a lot is like, let's say you have a favorite meal and because 2024, let's say there's 24 individuals who have all written down their favorite meal. And there's 24 seats on at a table. And in front of each place setting, there is a favorite meal of someone. And what happens when you say, okay, I really love, like right now I'm really into Buddha bowls. So I like my brown rice and my kale and my sweet potatoes. And then I make a beautiful hummus with it. Or sometimes I'll make like a cashew garlic sauce with it and then with some chickpeas. So let's say that's my favorite meal right now. And I go like, oh, that's what I really, really want. And yet I'm afraid if I take my extraordinary seat, my extraordinary meal, like what's really going to light me up, then I'm going to take it away from somebody else. And so then before you know it, like maybe four individuals out of 24 are actually sitting in front of their meal. And the other 20 have like said, okay, well, I also like, what's another meal I'm into right now? Like I also like endive salad. So I'll just have an endive salad today. And yet the extraordinary being that the endive salad was really their seat, then it all just gets jumbled up. And so the power to choose your extraordinary work in life and to say no and to be in that place of, okay, like what's good for me is good for everyone. It opens up not only for you, but also other possibilities for other individuals. And so this 8-year, it really is an empowering year when we look at the larger evolution in consciousness, that the power to choose in survival consciousness, which is very much based on like one size fits all, trying to fit in, flying under the radar in order to survive. There was a lot of pretzeling yourself in the old paradigm of survival consciousness. Like I have to be somebody that I'm not in order to pay the bills or to be loved or any of those kinds of things. So there's a lot of uncoupling from survival consciousness, from separation consciousness, where you no longer are willing to separate from yourself. You're no longer willing to separate from yourself and what's authentic for you, what's congruent for you, what's aligned for you, what's extraordinary for you. And again, we're talking about the whole 2024. So don't feel like in January, you gotta say, okay, I'm going to say no to everything that I don't like, because it's also not based on what necessarily what you like or what you don't like, although that can be a clue. So that's a little bit of a spiritual paradox. And yet it can be the case, because sometimes your extraordinary life and work, it's a leading wave. It challenges you. It calls out more from you than just kind of staying in the status quo. So that's also where it's really important to master your emotions and your nervous system to say, because it can also be vulnerable when you really go for your extraordinary work in life and that looks like you, that feels like you, that smells like you, that sounds like you, that you're putting forward into the world something that you've really crafted and curated that may be new or may be innovative. And there can be a sense of transparency or vulnerability with that, where like if you just kind of serve up the same thing that you've been serving up, there's no leading wave there. There's no leading wave. So your extraordinary life and work will be, and choosing it will be putting you in the seat of your leading wave of consciousness. So that's what I mean. Like there may be unpreferred sensations in the process, and really being able to master those slower vibrations is so important. And the guides and I have a lot of ways to support you with that. And especially with our academy and our highest contribution audit, that you go from being your human self that really is being mired down by the body, the mind, the emotions, which impact your capacity to choose. Because it seems like if there's an overlay on there, if there's an illusion lie, if I stand out and I'm visible and I have a fear of being seen, I can't really choose visibility, as an example. So the power to choose in 2024 and beyond is also really living as your highest self, living and choosing that with support, because perfectionism can easily slip in here as well. So let me just tune in and see if there's anything else I want to share, and then I'll bring in the guides here for a couple minutes before we complete to see what they have about to say about 2024 and beyond. So your power to choose. We talked about choosing your extraordinary life and work. There's also a real aspect of the extraordinary. Like one of my favorite words, you probably could guess it, is divine. And I love the word divine because it also means extraordinary. Like this chocolate is divine, or this Buddha bowl is divine. And it also means source and God, goddess, great spirit, all that there is, infinite oneness, nature, origin, goodness, whatever that is for you. And so in 2024, as you reclaim your power to choose the infinite and from the field of infinite possibilities, you're also claiming your capacity to choose the divine, to choose being your highest self, choose to be in connection with source. Because either you're in that connection to source, or you've separated from your divine, extraordinary, highest self field of infinite possibilities. And so those either ors really start to shift into the yes end, where the slower vibrations get included into the wholeness, yet you're operating from that larger field of consciousness. Okay, so that's my take on our 8 year. Of course, there's a lot more to share, and yet that is it's going to give you quite a compass to already be navigating from. So I'm just going to connect to the guides. Hello, dear ones. This is Toth with the Magdalene Midwives, past, present, and future, and a wider council of light, moving more into the forefront of this divine transmission to continue with this theme of 2024. There really is the invitation to be you in a very natural way. And so the analogy is, if you are a strawberry, that you are the most sun-ripened, juicy strawberry that there is. And you're not trying to be a cantaloupe or an asparagus. And so when you take in what Danielle has already shared about the sacred no, and you add in the yes, what it is that you're choosing, which is going to be an essential capacity that you amplify in 2024, your capacity to say yes to that which is aligned for you, to say yes to that which is extraordinary, to say yes to you, and to being your fully realized self, to being your highest self, to being even more connected, even more loving, even more empowered. So it's a very empowering year, empowerment. And so that may also be a leading wave, where in order to really choose your extraordinary life and work, you need to choose to be in the seat of your power. Because as Danielle was sharing about the buffet and the different meals, the meals represent more in what it is that we're talking about here. When you choose to sit at your seat, that the meal of your extraordinary life and work is in front of you, then that also is choosing to be in your seat of power. And so we'll bring in a little bit of light language here. If you're unfamiliar with light language, it is like a verbal stream of color. Just like if you might look at color and you have a sensation with color. Like if you look at the color blue that is on the wall behind the video, or if you're listening to the audio podcast, you could look at a color in front of you. When you tune into a color that you love, there's a certain affinity that you have that you don't think about it. It does bypass your big, beautiful brain to really be being a feast for the eyes. And so light language can be received like a feast for your entire multidimensional system. And so sometimes we bring in light language, like in this case, where we're bringing forward the energy trends of 2024, and yet to verbally talk about them all would be too much. However, vibrationally, we can place on the altar like a time release package of light language that you can pick up as you're going through the year, or you can reference vibrationally as you receive it now, just like a time release vitamin. You take it and yet you don't get all the vitamin C at once because you're just going to eliminate the vitamin C. And so we invite you, if you're called, to close your eyes, and we'll just bring in a minute of light language here. The energy trends of 2024. Nihima nomba ananinka nahanti. Imahanta antohumi ankati. The way, we're translating a little bit of it, the way that you choose is also to be a vibrational recognizer. Nihima anahantiwa ani ina anina ankatiwa kayako uma ankati. The way that you choose becomes even more extraordinary. Inahanta hantiwa akatiwa kaya. Where you do take into account the information that you have available to you, your beautiful brain and capacity to think and to be conscious. Emahana antiwa akatiwa kaya, yet you do not choose from that alone. Ihina anta akatiwa kaya kaumi akai. You do not choose from the slower vibration emotions, like the fear of being seen, or the fear of your potency, or the fear of if you're in the extraordinary that you're going to leave somebody behind or lose love, or that you'll be all alone on the leading wave with nobody there to meet you, which is an illusion lie. Imahana ana inkati wa kai ni inkati. Yet you do choose from that which feels light, that which brings joy, that which you recognize as a next natural step. Ama ana ana umi anka. Your power to choose is evolving as the consciousness on the earth star has evolved. Himahanta antiwa kana ankotua akatiwa kaya. The way you choose won't be the same in every choice that you're making. However, we do invite vibrational recognition to be a touchstone as you are reclaiming your power to choose your extraordinary work and life in 2024 and beyond. All is light and love, and we are all. Danielle here, slowly moving back in the forefront and placing on the altar here. If you're vibrationally recognizing that the guides and I have a role to play in your 2024, I invite you to come back to this podcast again and again, and also to explore working with us more fully. Because in 2024, we are going to really be contributing to conscious leaders who are on the leading wave of consciousness, conscious professionals and experts in your own field, as well as conscious practitioners and entrepreneurs, to partner with Source as Source to create your extraordinary work and life in the world. And in a very unique way, we are all about applied spirituality. And so we do love to have projects, and yet those projects can absolutely be unique to you. Maybe 2024 is the year that you say, hey, I'm going to channel my highest contribution, highest creation into a book. And the guides and I can support you with that. Or maybe it's the year where you say, okay, I'm going to really create my dream home that's a part of my extraordinary life. That's still a project. And so, again, it's about integrating it to be one thing, one extraordinary work and life, one life where you are sharing your highest contribution and also very well supported in the process, because that's so important. So if you'd like to find out more, you can just reach out and we can explore together where we may be able to contribute to you, what might be an aligned match. And again, that there may be that, like, your higher self is having you lean in, or that yes of vibrational recognition. I'm not totally sure what's here, and yet there's something here. And there's these ways that we're specifically diving deep into in 2024. And if those aren't aligned for you, we also have a cornucopia of podcasts and books and on-demand courses and other ways to partner together. So infinite choices, and yet really choosing the extraordinary ones. And that's what the guides and I are up to in 2024, is we're really leaning all in on our highest contribution, which is partnering with others to be your divine self and to manifest your extraordinary work and life in the world. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. 2024, very exciting year. Can't wait to be in each now moment as it unfolds. One yes, one no, and one renegotiate at a time, because sometimes we didn't talk too much about that, but sometimes part of you may be a yes and a no, and that's where it's time to sort things out, to go a little bit deeper, or to renegotiate so that it can be that full body yes or that full body no. Okay, bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in today. Want to pass go and take the fast track to partner with Source to create your 6 or 7 figure legacy business without overworking? Join in the conversation over at the 7 Figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group. Until next time, sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.